There are several factors to consider when choosing end-of-life care. At what point is hospice care an option? I'm Sherry Lawson. I spent time with the caregivers at the Hospice of Hope in Maysville, Kentucky, to learn more. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and the nurses' station at Hospice of Hope's care center in Maysville is quiet but busy.
Hospice of Hope Care Center, may I help you?
Registered nurse Donna Earlywine has been working at the care center at Canton Point since it opened in 2012.
It's just an awesome place to work. We get to take care of people, and every day when you go home, you know you've made a difference.
A lot of people may think of hospice as a place, but it's a service and philosophy of care which focuses on quality of life rather than quantity. Kevin Cartmell, executive director of the nonprofit, says individuals who've been diagnosed with an incurable disease with a life-limiting prognosis are eligible for the service. That could include end-stage heart disease, end-stage lung disease, dementia, or a cancer diagnosis no longer benefiting from treatment.
The hospice patient typically has an attending physician, and the physician will recognize that medically that disease process is progressing to the point where treatments are no longer being effective.
Cartmell says the physician will ask for a consultation with Hospice of Hope's interdisciplinary team, made up of several practitioners. Those include a hospice chaplain, social worker, and case manager to evaluate the patient for hospice care.
Typically, we've probably have about 96 to 97% of patients will die in the home, which could be a nursing home if that is their location of care. We currently have about 2% of our patients who receive inpatient level of care and pass here.
Sometimes people turn down the recommendation for hospice care, but Gail Teagarden's 77-year-old father decided on hospice care with Hospice of Hope. She says the team has been a comfort.
Well, with hospice, when it was... the choice was given, it's like when you think of it at first, you're like, you don't want hospice because you have to accept that it's the end. I don't want to say it's a wonderful experience, but it has been, the staff, they are amazing. And if we need them, they're always there. When we push the button, they're there.
There are myths about hospice, such as the patient is always bedridden. Myths might confuse patients when it's time to make a decision, according to Dr. Craig Denham, medical director at Hospice of Hope. He says it's a common myth that hospice is only used for the last few days of life, but hospice eligibility means a person's life expectancy is 6 months or less.
Folks that come to us with weeks or months always do so much better. Part of that is an associated myth that hospice is just medicine. Matter of fact, a lot of times the least important thing that we do is managing someone's medicine. It's the social and spiritual care that the patient and family receives. And there are actually disease processes where people live longer due to hospice care than they would have with traditional medicine because of the deprescribing and because of the less stress on the patient and family.
Denham thinks it would be helpful to patients if healthcare providers in the United States address the topic of death more directly.
You know, having that conversation with your patient, whether it's heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, emphysema, is responsible, and preparing them for that eventuality is responsible. But unfortunately, we avoid that a lot as healthcare practitioners.
Denham says another necessary conversation to have with patients who have a serious illness involves palliative care. It's specialized care for a patient intended to provide additional support for the patient and the family.
With palliative care, the primary goal is prolonging one's life. Palliative care is an adjunct to try to improve some comfort areas while you are prolonging the person's life. Hospice, the goals have shifted, and the priority is comfort only. You are no longer trying to prolong someone's life.
Executive Director Cartmell says Hospice of Hope is 31 years old. She says patient survey results reflect that 97% of patients would recommend Hospice of Hope.
You know, I also look at our state surveyor visits that I'm actively engaged in, and they historically are very complimentary, you know, of the care and services that we are giving as an organization.
Cartmell says there's an adage among hospice workers, which is, once you've seen one hospice program, you've seen one hospice program. She says it's important important for patients and families to have a conversation about end-of-life care before there is a need. All 120 Kentucky counties offer hospice care. In Maysville, I'm Sherry Lawson.